This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. I was chuckling because during the break, I thanked Jason for what he does here at USA Prepares. I really appreciate it. And he said, I get paid. I said, I get paid too, Jason. I get paid with smiles and threats. absolutely true. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How many smiles equal a threat? Because I'm guessing you get way more smiles.
Well, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, just one threat that comes to mind is some parasite decided to threaten me and tell me that I needed to sell our farm and give him the money from the farm because of the things that we talk about here on USA Prepares, which is preparedness. So we're teaching people how to prepare, and this guy takes exception to that. So, I don't know, maybe someday we'll meet these guys, and we can have a nice cup of coffee, and we can talk about it. But it's getting worse. It's really getting worse. Currently, as of 8:30 this morning, it's probably worse now, there were almost hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses still without electricity across the United States. Now, where is this? Well, this storm is 2,000 miles long, and it stretches from Texas to Maine. So it's freezing rain, winds, snow, ice, etc. And so where are the power outages? Well, Texas, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, at least, and we had some in Missouri as well. So, yeah, it's pretty serious, and people are going to find out that electricity is really important because even if you have a natural gas heating system, there's a blower motor or an electric pump that works, that circulates either the hot water, the hydronic system, or the hot air. And without electricity, that doesn't work. We're also going to find out that lots of things don't work, like their dishwasher, their clothes washer, their lights, their television, their cell phone charger, etc. Electricity is, we are absolutely positively dependent on it and oil. And even the hospital system can't work without oil because of all the plastics that are used, disposable items that are plastic, have plastic ingredients and packaging in the hospital system. So without oil and without electricity, we're doomed. Bert?
You know, it's sounds like deja vu all over again. Didn't Texas have a problem like this last year where they were depending on solar and wind, and they got hit with that storm, and then everybody froze? In fact, I believe some people died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the sun comes up every day, and will continue for a long time. However, if we continue to spray the skies with these aerosols that occlude the sun's rays, those solar panels that are out there aren't going to work so well. And in the wind turbines, they don't work too well when it's not windy. So we've had weather changes that have prevented the turbines from getting the wind they need to generate electricity. And we've had weather changes, they all manipulated, mostly manipulated, that prevent the solar panels from receiving the solar rays that they need. So, for example, when we get half of the current from our solar array, when the skies are sprayed, as we get when these parasites leave us alone and don't. I'm talking about terrorists. There are terrorists in the skies with jet aircraft that are spraying the skies. Those guys those guys are reducing the electric current that we can generate with the solar array. And it's not just us. It's all of these even municipal solar arrays. They don't get any more electricity either. So it's crazy what's happening. It's terrorism. Pure and simple. What do you want to talk about, Bert?
Well, I guess all I can say to that is it ain't over till it's over.
Yeah. And, yeah, Yogi Berra said that, right?
And Vince, when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah. And Johnny Carson said something about something like that. But
well, you know, a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Where do you want to start?
Well, let's give a recap of the topics we had been discussing the last couple of weeks, because I think people want to know what's going on. So real quick, go into the stock market, which I don't call a crash or even a decline per se. I call it more of a rotation from some of these crazy stocks into a more sustained economy. But anyhow, on that topic, the trend continued. We talked about the list of so-called ARK investment stocks, or otherwise known as Cathie Wood stocks, and almost every one of them has declined over the week. Now, there was also a big crash in a couple other stocks, about a week ago, Netflix crashed, and then a day or two ago, Facebook, which I think shouldn't be a surprise because people are getting out and about and using, you know, staying at home, conducting their life on their computer. While that's, you know, people are going back to leading a normal life, so not a surprise Facebook said subscriber growth has crashed, and of course the stock was down like 30%, probably more to go. So the rotation continues. Interesting enough, yesterday Amazon stock was going down in sympathy, and they came out with really good results last night. So they're doing well today. But that trend continues again. The companies that really had pie in the sky and huge valuations and money being thrown out of them, a lot of that money because the Federal Reserve and basically just created way too much money. So that's causing kind of a resurgence of some of the more traditional companies and a crash in the speculative companies, we'll say. And that trend is continuing, probably could, you know, keep going on all year because we are going to be facing some interest rate hikes. So that's the update there. Update on the airliners.
I've got a quick comment about that.
Yeah.
Literally, Netflix is not a necessity. We don't need Netflix. And Facebook is not a necessity. So when Facebook had 500,000 fewer daily logins, so what? When Zuckerberg's net worth plunges by $30 billion, so what? We don't need Facebook. And we don't need Netflix. It's not like they make washing machines. It's not like they make tires. It's not like they make ball bearings and engines. They don't make anything that we need that I know of. Back to you.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, Facebook stock was down 25 or 30% a day ago, and it did not recover today. It's down. Even though the NASDAQ is up, Facebook's down another day in a row. So, the fact that we don't need Facebook kind of ties in to the update on 5G because, I work in wireless. That's what I do. That's my other job besides teaching class here. And I've always said, and you and I have gone back and forth agreeing on this, is that why do we need more bandwidth and more powerful cell phones? Isn't the technology that we've had where, you know, you can pretty much do anything you want on your phone, you know, stay in touch with your family. What more do you want to do? Why do we need to add these higher bandwidths and take over more frequencies? And, you know, you think about it as you talk to anybody during a typical day, has any conversation ever I just need more bandwidth to my cell phone. I mean, has that ever happened to you? And ever, Vince?
No. No, it hasn't. And, you know, literally, I was broadcasting from the farm with 500K of bandwidth. That's half a meg, one half of one meg. And then I was able to get an upgrade to 1.5 meg. That's fine. And now we have 3 meg, and that's fine. But I was able to do it with half a meg. So the thing is, do we need it? Absolutely not. Did it make the audio any better? Absolutely not. Yeah, the audio was just fine at half a meg, literally. So why do we need 100? What would it be? What's the fastest internet speed that's available, Bert? Do you know? Roughly.
You can get gigabit download speeds. Now not on wireless. And you got to be careful because a lot of times they'll really sort of merge two different meanings in bandwidth because there's peak bandwidth and there's continuous bandwidth. So they're two different things. You might get a surge of something that's hundreds of megabits, but over time they're probably not going to give that to you because if you took it, there's not enough bandwidth for anyone else. So, but it's high. But really the highest is on fiber. And fiber doesn't interfere with anybody. You can get very high bandwidth. It's safe. It's being developed, rolled out all across the country now. And I think it's the way to go to bring broadband to your home. But nevertheless, to update the class on what are the two main things that are going on in 5G, why is 5G different than all the other Gs? It's two things. One, they're taking over all these frequencies. So in order to get more bandwidth, they're taking over frequencies all across the radio frequency spectrum through the VHF, UHF, and microwave and even millimeter wave bands. So going from, hundreds of megahertz basically to hundreds of gigahertz, taking over these from other services that maybe weren't using it as often as maybe they could have, or from the perspective of 5G, not using it enough, so we're going to take it over, and the FCC's let them do it. So that's one thing that's going on in 5G. The second thing that's different with 5G is they're putting micro base stations, or there will be putting micro base stations everywhere. So in the entrance to buildings, inside ballparks, inside offices, every neighborhood, eventually probably every house. So they're putting these micro base stations everywhere, and that also is a way to increase bandwidth because if you think about it, if you have more micro base stations, you can reuse the frequencies more often and basically give a better signal to the phones. I mean, you can kind of, there's a trade-off between power level and bandwidth as you configure these channels. So it's a way to, again, increase bandwidth and increase number of subscribers. So micro base stations going everywhere, that's the second thing. We've said before in class, is that really safe? And, we don't know completely, but there's a lot of studies that say getting RF is not good for you. So it is
reusing
a
the frequency
problem.
Yeah, reusing the frequencies, it sounds to me kind of like Missouri. It's a pretty wide state, and you could have ABC in the old days transmitting on VHF TV and on the same channel as ABC in Kansas City on the other side of the state. Same frequency, but distance lets them reuse the frequencies.
You sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and he's in California. He's a radio frequency engineer, and you mentioned, Bert, reusing frequencies. So that sounds to me like, you know, we had the VHF televisions, tuners, and we could just push channel 2 through 13. And so Missouri is about 250 miles wide, so Kansas City to St. Louis would be 250 miles or so. And so you could have ABC on the same channel in Kansas City as in St. Louis because the transmission didn't reach all the way from one side of the state to the other. So, and the same thing is true in AM 1340 radio. So AM 1340 is local radio. And there are hundreds, if not, well, probably close to 1,000 radio stations that use that frequency across the United States. That's local radio for, you know, local school sports, local announcements, obituaries, that kind of thing. So they can do that because AM 1340 is not a real high-powered station. Those are limited to somewhere around 1,000 watts or so. They don't travel, you know, more than, let's say, 75 miles. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, so you can think of exactly the same thing, but instead of from one side of the state to another, you can think of it from one city block to the next city block or one suburban block to the next or, you know, one farm to the next farm out in your case. So really the same thing, reusing the frequencies. That's what micro-base stations do. So it's lower power level, and you just reuse the frequencies. You might stagger it so, you know, every alternate one is on using the same exact channels. But that's basically the same exact idea. But by the way, Vince, if Missouri is, you said, 250 miles wide, how long is it vertically? Because I know it's much more, it's sort of a rectangle in the long way.
Well, I'll get that to you in a minute, but please continue.
Yeah. So no, I'm just curious. So so basically, it's I mean, regardless of how they stagger the frequencies, what it means is more RF energy to more people more of the time, and it's probably something that we want to think about before we really allow this to get to its conclusion, which is you know, basically a transmitter in every room. I mean, that's really where things are going. So we'll keep alerting the class to what's going on, specifically on the airline problem. So we do have a stay until July of putting new 5G transmitters or anywhere close to where there would be airplanes landing, and that continues. Meanwhile, they're testing the airplanes. More planes have been certified to be safe. And real quick for class, what the problem is, it's not that they're using the same frequencies. It's the fact that the aircraft altimeters are in the adjacent frequency band, and depending on how good your digital receiver is to receive the intended signal in the airplane, there's what we call a skirt on the filter, and that filter may be such that even though it's attenuating the adjacent channel, it's not attenuating it enough to cause problems, because the 5G transmitter might be many times more powerful than the intended signal for the altimeters in the airplanes. So depending on how good the filtering is in the receiver depends on how you might be interfered with by these 5G transmitters. And, you know, it's going to be a problem in more than airlines, because they're putting 5G frequency bands everywhere. So there had already been problems with GPS, because GPS depends on the satellite signals, which are extremely weak. And it's the same kind of idea. In fact, in some cases, they were using the same frequencies as some of the GPS, which was kind of crazy. And I think they worked that out. But so it is something to be aware of. It's basically they're putting 5G everywhere. And by the way, you mentioned TV transmitters. A lot of the upper TV channels, the UHF channels that we no longer need, so many broadcast channels. Where do you think, Vince, most of those UHF TV channels got allocated to the frequency spectrum? Guess who uses them now?
Wow. Why don't you just share that with us, please?
Well, of course, it's 5G.
5G.
And cellular. 5G. 4G as well.
Yeah, and it's 300 miles. So Missouri is roughly 250 wide, 300 miles long. And, you know, if you think about what Bert's saying, it's kind of like eminent domain. So there's, single-family homes, and the county says, no, we got a better use for that. We're going to make a strip mall, or we're going to build a mall, and they steal the land. That's what the FCC did with the frequencies.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the genocide against the Uyghurs inside China, many people in the free world are wondering how the Olympics could even take place in such an environment. American surveyed said human rights abuses are driving down enthusiasm about this year's Winter Olympics. In fact, 7 in 10 surveyed disapprove of allowing China to host these Olympics. Several people were killed in a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid against a top ISIS leader in northwestern Syria Thursday. The ISIS leader was known as Haji Abdullah.
Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
Haji Abdallah was reportedly wearing a suicide vest that detonated during the raid, killing him and his suspected family members in the three-story building. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a new science report this week from Johns Hopkins University, lockdowns only help prevent the COVID spread by 0.2%. Restaurant owner Chef Andrew Grohl tells Fox News fear-mongering by lawmakers must stop.
That is number one, right? So you got to get rid of all these restrictions. Government's got to get out of restaurants, but also it's the consumer psychology. We've got government officials telling people not to go out to eat. The fear that is just being completely draped on the mindset of all consumers by virtue of the government, right, and a lot of these health officials has crushed the mentality. So I think it's 5-10 years perhaps that we actually start to get people out of this dark closet of fear monger. You know, just they're so scared to go out. You know, you've got Fauci saying don't ever go out to eat at a restaurant. I mean, the guy owns part of a restaurant, so I don't know what he's doing to himself. But that's a huge piece of this is the consumer psychology. And then second to that is the shift from money going from Main Street to Silicon Valley. Because if 5% of your sales leading into the pandemic were through takeout and delivery and then third-party delivery apps, they're now 60%. And you lose 30 cents on every dollar when you use a third-party delivery app, although it's a necessary evil. So while sales may have been steady when you look at 2019 to 2021, profits are down 25 to 30% because people are losing so much money to these Silicon Valley, I hate to say it, but, you know, they're greedy and the amount of money they're taking from these restaurants.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go
to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert, I'm kind of stuck on this one thing. So if we are. If the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is involved in the equivalent of eminent domain where they take radio frequencies that have been previously allocated to for a specific use, like they've taken the VHF television frequency. They've taken it away from television stations to use that, right? And what and if they've taken UHF, aren't there UHF radios that are in the 300 megahertz to 3 gigahertz range that could simply just key up and start transmitting and then overpower these low-powered microtransmitters for 5G?
Yeah, I suppose, but who's going to do that? And, keep in mind that this is a money-making venture as well, that they've sold those frequencies for billions of dollars. And you know, I guess the money officially goes into the treasury, But I would guess that the bureaucracy and the agencies that bring in these revenues get rewarded. I'm just speculating, but get rewarded, and they can hire more people, increase their bureaucracies, and hire more people to work under themselves and things like that.
I'm not advocating this, but I'm just saying that if we have 5G, and that's used for navigation purposes, vehicle-to-vehicle communications purposes, purposes of first responders, etc., and it's being used for traffic light cameras, and the people say, you know what, I've had it. I've absolutely had it. And they happen to have a little handheld two-way radio that's using one of those frequencies, and they just click the transmit button. They could jam that frequency. That's what I'm saying. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that there are radios out there that had already built that used to be able to transmit on those frequencies that have been, where the frequencies have been seized by the FCC, and they say, no, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, or close by frequencies. Yeah, I would suggest do not transmit in the 225 to 400 megahertz band, because that's military communications. And if you do that, you might have somebody show up at your door. So that band, by the way, it's one of the most unused bands ever. One day when I had nothing better to do, I just kind of decided to tune in and see how much traffic is on, you know, different frequencies. And you would think that you tune in, you're going to listen to all kinds of military aircraft talking back and forth to each other, because it's a huge swath of spectrum, 225 to 400, but basically it's almost dead. But they are not reallocating that simply because it's, you know, the military won't let them. But I suppose you could key up some UHF ham gear and do what you do, but it's probably not going to make much difference to the 5G people. They're going to do what they're going to do.
I'm looking right now for $32.99 on eBay. You can get a Baofeng, B-A-O-F-E-N-G. You can get two-way radios, UHF, 400 megahertz to 470 megahertz. That's really close to the frequency that you're talking about. That's 400 to 470 megahertz for like $17 a piece. So I think this is an experiment that is fraught with danger, absolutely fraught with danger.
Well,
because of
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Back to you.
Yeah. No. I'm saying that in the big scheme of things, I'm not sure that that's it probably have more help, more outcome if we do things like try and educate our lawmakers to what's going on, because honestly, I think 9/10 of the congressmen have no clue of what we just discussed in class. They just don't know. You know, they're getting donations from AT&T and Verizon, and they're happy, and they see the, you know, whatever funding for the FCC or proposals go by their desk, and they just rubber stamp it. So might be more fruitful. I know you don't think there's any help, any hope to lobby your congressperson, but that might be a viable way, because honestly, I just don't think the people in Congress understand these issues. So
there's no requirement for someone who has been selected for Congress to go through any specific training regarding history, science, mathematics, climatology, earth science, chemistry, biology. There's no requirement. It's just people who promise things that they have to steal from other people to give away. That's what politicians do. Politicians are basically liars who get a job deploying their craft. That's what they are.
Yep. So, Vince, let's talk about something even more serious that's been in the news the last few days, and that's Havana Syndrome. And the class probably doesn't know what we're talking about, but Havana Syndrome began about 5 years ago when diplomats in Cuba started having strange health effects. And to cut to the chase, there's speculation that weapons or some sort of electromagnetic device into the hotels and residences that diplomats were living in for whatever reason. And it's strange, but these people have come down sick, in some cases very sick, had to, you know, leave the country, come back and go to the hospital. We don't know everything, but it's very interesting. There was a study released last month, January 2022, by the CIA that basically said, oh, we haven't really found anything, and there's only, out of over 1,000 cases we looked at, really there's only 24 we can't explain to something innocuous. Well, I'm not sure how good that study was, but then a couple of days ago, there's another study released by a panel of intelligence experts, and those intelligence experts said, we do think there's something going on. We do think there's some type of weapon or something directed, because we have found it through our analysis effects that can't be explained any other way. So even our government can't get it straight. I don't know if they're trying to cover up or they just don't know or what's going on. So it may be that it's just the type of listening device that happens to, so, for instance, I'll give you an example. There is a device that uses 2 gigahertz radio signals that you beam to a window, and you do it in such a way that when it reflects back off of the window, it can contain modulation of the audio that is inside the room. So it's a way to, so believe it or not, this is, and I don't want to call it a weapon because it wasn't intended to harm anyone. It was a spy device. And we have it, and I believe other countries have it. And by beaming this energy, and they do something like circular polarization so that when it reflects off the window, it comes back with the opposite polarization so you can detect that signal from the main signal you transmitted. And that signal actually gets modulated slightly with the voice in the room, and then you can decode the voice and listen to what people are saying in the room by firing this, and I'll put weapon in parentheses, into the room. So it may be something like that. It may be, all it could be, that they are intentionally trying to harm our diplomats. We don't know, but the study now that just came out a couple of days ago says we do think that there's something going on that's harming our diplomats. So what could it be? Hard to say. I don't think anyone is probably purposely trying to harm people, because, I mean, what benefit would that be? It's more likely something where they're using these things to spy and get conversations and figure out what's going on. And the problem is it's an extremely dangerous method that causes these effects. There's also speculation it could be ultrasonic. There's speculation that it might be based on lasers or other type of, you know, we just don't know. But the most likely, I mean, I've looked at all these possibilities, you know, from microwaves to ultrasound to they were even saying pesticides. Some people are saying it's all psychological. The best one that I would pick, if I had to rank them, would be some sort of microwave that was designed to be a listening device but had huge consequential health effects to the people that they're trying to spy on. But the bottom line is we don't know. But it's been in the news the last few days, and, you know, it's kind of spooky, the fact that something like this has been going on for over 5 years.
So there's other equipment that has been deployed to spy through windows, and that's laser. So that's light, picking up modulation from the windows using light and bringing that back to a receiver. That's been done. And also fluorescent light tubes. So the frequency of a fluorescent light bulb can be used as a carrier for the modulation that's added to it, which would be audio, which would be the sounds in the room, people talking, etc. So this stuff has been going on for a while. It's not brand new technology, but it's spooky technology. And one of my concerns is how light can be used as a weapon, Bert. I'm very serious because in ballistics, if a projectile is fired from, you know, a cannon or a rifle, it has to travel through the air to get to its destination. And that can be measured in feet per second. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. That's real fast. There's no defense from that. I mean, if a light weapon is used, I'm really concerned about that. I'm talking about laser weapons, and we have them.
Yeah. Well, so we can take this discussion and then progress it to the fact that we absolutely do have directed energy weapons. So these are either laser beams or particle beams or RF or sonic using sound waves. These are weapons that are designed specifically to hurt or kill people, and they exist every single country with sophisticated technology has them. So U.S., Russia, China, India, we all have these weapons. Some of them, interestingly enough, are based on microwave, and the way they work is they heat up your body. And I'm told that they've done some tests with soldiers, which is kind of scary. I'm told that if you're in the beam of one of these weapons, you just have an overwhelming urge to get out of it, because it's I guess exactly like being inside a microwave oven. You're being cooked, and you don't want to do anything except run. And so that's one weapon.
Keep that thought in mind. I have one comment about that when we come back. So you experience overwhelming heat and you just want to get out of there, right? Is that correct?
That's correct. That's it.
Okay. I have one comment when we come back, class. I'm going to tie it to something you all know about.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. So, Bert, you pushed one of my buttons. And I have in front of me, in my hands, a book written by Dr. Judy Wood. She has a Ph.D., and she used to be an instructor at Clemson University. She is a USA Prepares instructor. And her book is called Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. If you go to page 27, you will see pictures of people who have jumped out of the windows. And some of them have taken their pants and page 28 and page 29. We're talking about these were on the roughly the 105th floor. So over 1,000 feet up in the air. And these guys were way above the fire. Okay. They took their shirts off. Some took their pants off and jumped out of the windows. Now, one thought is that they were burning up inside. They were being cooked. Because I know that if I'm going to get a hot pot off the stove, I grab a pot holder. I don't put my bare hands on a hot surface. I'm smart enough to know that. And so is everyone else I know. So these people didn't take their shirts off because they wanted to protect themselves from the fire. It's obvious they took their shirts and pants off because they were being cooked from within to release the heat from their bodies. It's kind of like what you're talking about, Bert.
Yeah. That was a terrible situation, and I don't really, I think they were just being cooked by the fire. But I'll tell you that there was a, we talked about light. Do you know that there was a weapon that Archimedes used to focus light from the sun on the invading Roman fleet? So as Rome Empire expanded, one of their first conquests was Greeks. And I'm too young to remember this, but you might remember when Rome was taking over Greece. And believe it or not, Archimedes came up with a weapon with many mirrors that focused the sun on the Roman fleet and burnt up a lot of the ships, and the Romans retreated. Unfortunately for the Greeks, they came back another day at night and took over Greece. But true story about Archimedes and a sun wave weapon.
Energy, evidence of an energy-directed weapon, the sun.
Yeah, so there's many weapons using many different devices or technologies. So sonic is another one. I don't know if you know, the police and New York police have sonic weapons that are used for crowd control. In fact, you know where they use these very often is, you know, the pirates out in South China Sea and also around the Middle East and Saudi Arabia and Africa, Somalia. They have a lot of pirating that's still going on to this day. And a lot of cargo ships are outfitted with a sonic. So it's not ultrasonic, actually. It's sonic, 2.5 kilohertz. So that's what would sound like a high-pitched signal. And at huge amplitude, they basically focus it on the pirate ship, and it basically bursts their eardrums. They can't stand it, and they seal away, and it works. And that's called a long-range acoustic device weapon, or the police call them LRADs. And believe it or not, police department near you may have these, and they're used for, or potentially used in crowd control situations. So there's a whole plethora of... a whole plethora of all kinds of directed wave or you know, different type of weaponry. Whole family from RF to sonic to lasers to particle beams. Scary, huh?
Very, very, very scary. And you remember Al Gore when he came over to our booth at that satellite communications convention. He was interested in satellite communications, and he talked with us, and he was really interested. And you know, we think that why would the government be interested in satellite communications? What the government does is takes commercial technology and weaponizes it.
Well, I think at the time Al Gore came over to visit us, he was busy in his spare time inventing the internet. If my history is correct,
that's how it went. Yeah, but no, literally, class. Al Gore, Vice President Al Gore, did come over to talk with Bert and Andy Gibbs, USA Prepares instructor, and me, literally. And he spent about a half hour with us, and just the three of us. And maybe if we look far enough and wide enough and deep enough, we can find his business card from 1980. It was 1980. Yep, absolutely true. Well, Bert, I guess for next week we're going to have to talk about big tech and the government and how they are interested in everything we do, everything we read, everything we say, everything we buy, and everywhere we go, and who we know. So let's save that for next week. What do you think?
You got it, Vince, and they're probably listening now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It absolutely, there's no question that the government listens to us, and the police listen to us. No question.
Can we teach them to be more benevolent?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.